The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin daf kuf dalet. The Gemara says in the middle of Amud Aleph, Ula ikol the bear of Menashe. Ula was in the house of Menashe. Also, Gavra Torvav. Somebody knocked on the door. I'm a man high liskol gufi the kamokal el Shabbata. He wanted to know who is this Mechal Shabbos that's making noise on Shabbos. Is it din de rabbanon? One is not allowed to. What Rashi calls it ulude kolah. Also, one is not allowed to do anything which creates a coil, which creates a noise. It does not mean. Obviously, somebody's you're allowed to sing, you're allowed to scream, you're allowed to talk on Shabbos, but using any kli or any something which is doimed to a kli to create a koil is also midrabbanan ulude kola. Rava answered him leosru al koil shel shir. The only koil which is osur is a koil shel shir, not a koil which is only a derech of noise. So we have here a clear machlokes. In the Gemara, Rav Rishonim, the Rif, the Rosh, and others, and this is the way it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Simishin Lamed Ches, is that the only thing which is Osir is only Koil Shel Shir. The Mishnah Brura says that when we say Koil Shir, it's Lav Dafka, it means Derech Shir. For instance, any, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, is clapping hands, which is Derech Shir, would also be Osir. We'll soon see exactly how one goes about that. Again, the Rav Yishenim in the Shulchan Aruch Palak Rava, the opinion of the Goin in Shulchan Aruch is like Rabbeinu Chananel, who actually passed in the Chumra like Ula, in which case the Goin would be Machmir, even a Koil which is not Shel Shir, would also have the Isra of Ilude Kolo, and there's a well-known Chumra from the Goin not to knock on a door for Shabbos, like the Gemara says. It's a famous story with one of the Gedolei Litta, one of the big tzaddikim of Litta, was Reb Chaim Leib Stavisker. He's not too well known, but the name Chaim Leib, a few months after he was Nifter, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, whose name was Reb Chaim Leib, was born and was named after him. Reb Chaim Leib Stavisker was one of the Gedolei Litta that the Chofetz Chaim took Eitzis and Haskomis and Brochus from. So that gives us an idea who he was, and it's well known that there was a story where he was one time locked out of his house and he wouldn't knock on the door because he wanted to knock him like the Goyin, and he almost froze to death. But in any case, the commonly accepted Aloch is not that way. The Minig is that one can knock on a door. However, the Ramos says that even if it's not Koil Shel Shir, as we said, the Mishnah Brura says Koil Shel Lafka, even something that's Derech Shir, if something is Miyuchid for making noise, then one would not be allowed to, the Ramos passes, one would not be allowed to make noise with it. We'll see soon about baby rattles, about children's toys. But as far as knocking on the door is concerned, the Nafkamina would be knocking with a door knocker. One of those brass things that one picks up and one bangs on the door. But since it's miyuchid for Asiyas Koil, there would be an iser for knocking with a door knocker. It's not. It might not be a lude kol as far as Koil Shel Shir, but it would still be also this is the Ramah in Sif Aleph again in Shin Lamed Ches. As far as Koil Shir is concerned, what would be also insofar as knocking on the door would be concerned is what's called by the Paiskin Derech Ni'imo. If one would knock in a way which has sort of a musical rhythm to it, we'll illustrate the way to knock on the door, which would be also, would be, let's say, something like this. Where it's done with a rhythm, that would be the same thing as banging on a table, drumming, what we call drumming on a table in order to create a sound effect. That goes with the singing by a Shabbos table would also be also because that would be even if it's not a koil shir, but it's also a derech shir. Getting back for a second to the chumra of the Ramah about asiyas koil al yedei dovah miyuchid l'kach, here's an important nafkamina. We're talking about something which is not derech shir. The isid rabbonon Chazal were afraid that one would play on a musical instrument. It's interesting, it's exer del exer. There's exer that one would play on a musical instrument, and the whole playing on a musical instrument is only exer otu, that one would come to be metakin mono, one would come to fix the clay shear if it broke. There's actually a sugya mefureshes in Beitra with a separate din of ein meraktin umetapchin, the Mishnah in Beitza, and it's brought in not in Shin Lamed Ches by the din of Hashmoz Koil, but in Shin Lamed Des. And over there, the halacha is ein meraktin. One cannot. We Chazal answered dancing, and Chazal answered dancing, and as well as clapping again in a musical way. One could do it with a shinui. Also, what dancing is, we're not going to discuss, but it's a. The regular dancing in the circle at the end of a Shabbos Shavuot would not be dancing. It's a type of dancing which one dances to a beat, to a rhythm, where it's a little more sophisticated. And over there, it's, since it's done bederech klal with clay shear, so Chazal asked that because of the issue of Rabbana playing clay shear. But again, we're digressing. Going back to Asiyas Koyla Yidei Dova Miyuchad Lekach, we said that it's also the Bir Halacha on the Ramah points out that this is not really the shvus of, it's not really the issur d'rabbanan of being mishtamish in a clay shear, or using something that makes, that like a clay shear. He says it's not a shvus gomer. It's mechsi kechol, because it's something that makes noise. So, producing noise, derech shear, is something which is mechsi kechol. The Bir Halacha says because of that, b'shas hadchak, there would be a mochon lahokul. I mean, it's not so clear how this goes into the Gemara, except that the Gemara says that Ulude Bekol, the Gemara clearly understood as far as the Hamina, as far as Ula's opinion is concerned, that it had nothing to do with being Mishnamish B'Klei Shir, anything that's used for it. Just we paskin that it's only Derech Shir, so maybe one would say that that means only, Derech Shir means only something which normally creates a Shir, not something which just creates a coil, but a dove miyuchid lekach, the bialoch is saying that it's only mexica coil, to make noise with something, to make noise with a kli, in which case the door knocker would only be a chumra, b'shas hadchak, if somebody was standing outside, and inside the house they didn't hear him. Imagine you're standing outside, it's pouring rain, stand outside and bang on the door, on a heavy wooden door, people are not going to hear you on the second floor. Pick up the door knocker and bang as loud as you can, they'll hear you. That's b'shas hadchak, that's a mokum hadchak, getting soaked in the rain. One would be allowed to be mekel according to the Bir Halacha. Interesting, Rav Osner Shlita says in the Shevet Halevi that since bizman hazeh, most people have doorbells, most people have something which works on electric, then the door knocker would not be considered derech chol. He says, adram. He says the derech choil, one would use something which is a malacha gomer. The derech shabbos dafke is to use the door knocker. So he says bizman hazeh that people have doorbells, the door knocker would be considered faker derech shabbos, and it would be mutal lechatchil. According to this rationale of the Bir Halacha, that's not really the ikur exerid derabon. It's only al tzmetzli kachol. Okay. So that's an interesting shaila. There's doors, there's door knockers, there's knocking on the door derech ni'ima, like we sounded out. And now let's discuss something else. What about children's toys? Baby rattles, that's the classic. The baby rattle is not derech ni'ima. Obviously, when we're talking about a toy of a child, if it works on electricity, it's partial that it's awesome. That's of course. But what about something that doesn't work? Something which is miyuchid for making coil, the baby rattle. If it has another shimush, would children be allowed to play with something which is a noise-making toy? If it has another shimush, besides for making the noise, one would be allowed to give the toy to a child, the child would be allowed to play with it. A child of above age chinuch, a child below age chinuch, we wouldn't say that it's also for the child, but one would not be allowed to hand the child something which is also. Is it also to play with something that makes noise? If it has another use, then it would be mutter. So by handing the toy to the child, one is not being over on the issue of giving something to the child, which will be a dvar issa. Meaning to say, there is what's called the Isser Sviya, the same way it's Osir to be Mechal Shabbos, obviously. It's Osir to give a child, same way it's Osir to give a child, we learn that from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudal, learns that from a Pasuk in Parashat Shmini, one cannot give a child Machol Zasus. One cannot facilitate a child doing a nice Isser on Shabbos. One cannot give a child something which will cause him to do Malach. Giving a child a toy which is Miyuchid for making noise, l'chayr should be an issur sviya. One would not be, and we're talking about a child which is below age chinuch. L'chayr giving a rattle to a 2-year-old child, a 3-year-old child, should be an issur sviya of providing him with the means to be, do a malach. Again, if you give him a toy which has other, you give a 2-year-old child wants to play with a certain toy. You don't want to give it to him because it's going to make noise. Maybe you don't want the noise because it's going to get on your nerves. But let's say alt the issur shaboy. Giving the child the toy to do something else with it, let's say there's a game on it, there are buttons that it, not buttons, buttons would be a problem also if there's electricity or there's noise. What happens is this toy is something to move around, it's interesting, the 2-year-old, the 1-year-old wants to play with it, it happens to be also he's going to make noise by pushing the next button. Push one button and there's a wheel that goes around and around, that's fine. Push a second button and it makes a noise of a siren. Would one be allowed to hand that to a child? Yes. Why? Because the child is not a bar chinuch. Handing the toy to the child, you're not giving the child to do a ma'ase iser. You're just giving the child the toy. He has something else to do with it. Its only use is not doing something which is malach on Shabbos. If it only has the function of making noise, then l'chayot should be awesome. Giving the child something which has another use, you're giving the child for that. It happens to be the child on his own made the noise, but that's not your problem, because he's below age of chinuch. Rav Shlomo Zalman, interesting, was matir giving to a baby a rattle. L'chayot, a rattle is a donver hamiyuchad l'kach. What's pshat in the Rav Shlomo Zalman? Shmuel Shabbos Kol Chotzim brings it. It would seem that Rav Shlomo Zalman based himself on the Bir Halacha that we mentioned. Since we said, according to the Bir Halacha, that the Isser of making noise with something that's miyuchid for making noise is not an Isser of Kol Shrir. The Isser is an Isser of something which is miyuchid, but it's only Uvda Dechoil. When you're talking about a 2-year-old child, there's no such thing as Uvda Dechoil. Okay? The child, that's how he wants to spend the Shabbos. Waving a rattle back and forth and making noise. It's not shaykh or mitzias of uvda the choil by a 2-year-old child. Seems that this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman was understanding. Therefore, it would be mutter. But again, if we talk about a toy which is derech shir, we talk about giving a child a toy which makes a song, which makes a real song, which is mamash and a ginner, there it would be also because of the issur sviya of giving a child something which he's not allowed to, which would cause chilul Shabbos. One is not allowed to hand the child on that basis. What's interesting about this is that if that's the pshat of Shlomo Zalman's heter, because it's only over to the chayil, and for the child to make noise with the rattle is not over to the chayil, what about an adult picking up the toy and rattling it in front of the baby in order to calm down the infant? That's what Shlomo Zalman is not matter. Maybe one could say that picking up a rattle and making noise with it in front of the child to calm down the baby is also some form of derech shir, and then it would be also meikri adin. You wouldn't have to come on to the uvda dechoil to aser, would be also because it's something which is derech shir. Maybe not. Here's another one which is totally in this din of hashmoas koil. A choila is in the hospital. Some of the bells that are made do not work on electricity. They work on a noise making basis. There could be an alarm thing, just to call a nurse. Again, most of them are not negay because it's electric. Obviously, we're talking about a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, it would be mutter for any need of the chayla to call a nurse. But if we're talking about a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, where it would not be mutter, a chayla sheyesh b'sakana would be mutter idea goy. But what about the chayla himself to push the button? If there's no, in the rear instance where these where the bell calling the nurse is not electric, but it's only a problem on hashmoas koil, it would be mutter. They were matir l'tzarech choyla. the Magen Avraham and Shin Lamed Ches and the Shach and Yerudei Reish Pei Beis talk about a different place where it would be Mutar Hashmoz Koil. Same way we're Matar B'mochum Tzarech Koil, we're Matar L'Tzarech Mitzvah. What's their case? Their case is the silver crowns that were put on Sefer Torah that had bells. The bells make noise. The Chayot should be also to put it on the Sefer Torah. When you carry the Sefer Torah, you're being Mashmiya Koil. The Magen Avraham and, like we said, the Shach and Yerudei are Matar L'Tzarech Mitzvah. So again, L'Tzarech Choyle would be mutter, l'tzayrich mitzvah would also be mutter. We pointed out that there, like we said, the issa that's now Gemara and Erevin Kuvdal, which is Hashmoz Koil and Shin Lamed Ches, there's a parallel sugya in Beitza, which has its expression in the Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamed Ches, of Ein Merakdin U'Metapchin. Over there, the Ramah is matter based on Tosfos, because since the chash, the reason why Chazal asked Merakdin U'Metapchin is because one will play with the klei shir and one will come to fix the klei shir, Tosfos says, Bizman Hazeh, we're not bucky in being able to fix musical instruments on the spot. There are very few musical instrument fix-ups that can be done on the spot. Therefore, Chazal were not afraid that you were going to fix a musical instrument. It should be mutter to be Merakdin U'Metapchin. Look in the Bir Halacha over there in Shin Lamed Ches, he has a big arichus. Reb Kiveger is mitzayin it, that they were not matir playing a musical instrument. L'chora, if the reason is all, the reason for the gzer is all the concern that one would fix the klesh, l'chora it should be mutter to fix the klesh. I'm sorry, it should be mutter to play on the klesh here. The same way it's mutter to be merakdin. The same way the Tosfos and the Ramah hold and Shin Lamed Ches that it's mutter to dance. Bizman Hazeh it's mutter to clap hands because the only problem was gzeira because one will fix the musical instrument. L'chora should be mutter to play music. It should be mutter to play on drums or a guitar on Shabbos. Be nice if it'd be able to sing zmiris to musical accompaniment. If you'd have somebody playing a guitar while you sing zmiris, we haven't heard that the Kalbach Minyonim have a guitar going on Shabbos because it's also in the Rabbanim. It would be nice, but it would make the davening nicer. Why is it also? It would seem the Bir Halacha says that Chazal only took off the Tosfos and the Ramah only understand that Merakdin, which is a step further, would be mutter. But the Klei Shir they answered in and of itself. And over there would be also, even though there's no practical chash that one would fix it right away. Well, the last thing that we'll mention, which we mentioned before, is the idea of banging on a table, you know, to accompany the music to a rhythm. That would also be a problem because the chora, it's derech ni'ima, like we said, even knocking on a door, derech ni'ima, would be aser. The place can also bring down hakos etzper tzredo, which in our language means snapping one's fingers. If one does it rhythmically, and creates a rhythm that goes with a beat, that goes with a song, that would also be the idea of creating a noise, elude the color derech ne'ima, and it would be also. What's interesting is the place can point out that whistling is not also. It would seem they only ask it of things that you do with your hands, because that's the normal ma'aseh malacha. Things you do with your mouth is no malacha to do with your mouth. Therefore, that would be mutter. It would be mutter whistle on Shabbat.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.